What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, Aaron Judge, man, this guy is just having such a phenomenal year. He just cannot be stopped this year, and the Triple Crown is just right in arm's length for him this season. So let's get right into the Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings this week, since we are discussing Aaron Judge. Number one is not the Yankees this week. It still remains the Baltimore Orioles. They are 67-46 in their last, or for the regular season so far, and they're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Toronto Blue Jays and split the series between the Cleveland Guardians. Really, I just kind of feel like the Baltimore Orioles are the deepest team. They made quite a few solid moves during the trade deadline. They've brought, you've got Jackson Holliday, who hit yet another home run this weekend. So he's starting to get hot. So you've got all these young guys, and even the savvy vets are really starting to put it up. And the Baltimore Orioles, they just are looking like the top team in the league. And I mean, they've really maintained a level of consistency so far. So it's really difficult for me to knock them down below anybody. But they are one of the top teams in the league, and they are really playing like it. Anthony Santander, he is another guy who is having a phenomenal year right now. He leads the team in home runs with 32 home runs and also leads the team in RBIs with 75 RBI. So this team has no issues scoring runs. They are excellent defensively. The starting pitching is looking great. The bullpen is awesome. I mean, this Baltimore Orioles team does not have much of a weakness. And I just kind of feel like they are primed and ready to make a World Series run this season. Then at number two on my Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings of the New York Yankees, overall record of 67-46. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the Philadelphia Phillies and then also took the series over the Toronto Blue Jays. And like I said, Aaron Judge is on a run. And not only for the home run record again, but he's on a run for a possible Triple Crown. Right now, he's batting 322, which I believe is third or fourth right now. So he's right up there in the top five of batting average. He leads the league with home runs with 41 home runs and then 103 RBI. So he's the first guy to hit the 100 plateau mark on the RBI by a lot. I mean, his numbers right now in home runs and RBI, he is like way ahead of Shohei Ohtani. And Ohtani's having a fantastic year. But what Judge is doing is just incredible, and it's awesome to watch. And then he's also been getting the Barry Bonds treatment now, where he is getting walked all weekend. If he wasn't hitting home runs, he was getting walked, because that's just how on he was this weekend. But I mean, it's going to be difficult to continue to walk him, because you got Soto, who's having a phenomenal year. And then, of course, they just added Jazz Chisholm, who's also he's been doing very well his first week in a Yankees uniform. So it's going to be difficult to continuously walk Judge, because he's got so many other guys behind him in the batting order. But still, he's been getting that treatment where they are just straight up walking him, because he walks right up to the plate at this point. And it's like, it almost feels like every time he walks up to the plate, that ball is going out of the park. Then at number three on my Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings of the Cleveland Guardians, overall record of 67-44. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Detroit Tigers and split the series with the Baltimore Orioles. And this team is just an offensive juggernaut. They are so good offensively. They're actually they do really well defensively as well. The pitching, still very suspect with the starting pitching. But I mean, that was really to be expected with the way the injuries rolled out for them as the season wore on. But offensively, they're getting a lot of production from Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, Naylor, Jimenez. Like, they are getting it done offensively, and they have been one of the top teams all season. Who knows? I don't know if I see them beating a team like Baltimore, who's got a lot of depth. But at the same time, Cleveland's been probably the most consistent team all year, because they really haven't had much of a slump at all this year. And if they have, it's been for like a week. So overall, this team's been really solid, and they know how to keep on winning. That's what they've been doing all season long so far. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies, overall record of 66-45. And speaking of slumps, the Phillies are in a huge slump right now. They are 2-8 in their last 10 games, so that's terrible. And like I said, they got swept by the Yankees earlier in the week, and then they got smashed by the Seattle Mariners. And it's just, it is just what it is. They're in a slump. I expect them to turn it around at some point. They are too good of a team to continue this losing slide, but yeah, they are just, they're not getting it done offensively. Their pitching is getting blown up. They just are not looking like the team that started off the first half as one of the most dominating teams. But like I continue to say, I still believe in them, at least for now I do. But right now, Phillies are not looking good. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Los Angeles Dodgers, overall record of 65-47. They are also slumping right now. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they got swept by the San Diego Padres, but they did beat the Oakland A's. Really, you could tell the injuries are starting to catch up with them. I really do think they miss Mookie Betts. You know, he's been out for the last like month-ish now. They're pretty much only getting offense from Ohtani at this point. And now the starting pitching, they've been getting blown up a couple of times. I don't think there's really anything to worry about with them, but you don't know because, they've been getting beat by the Padres, and the Padres are one of the hottest teams in the league right now. And since we're talking about the Padres, let's move on to number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings. That is the San Diego Padres. Overall record of 61-52, and they are 8-2 in their last 10 games. And this past week, they swept the Dodgers, and they took out the Colorado Rockies, too. And they are just getting to be an extremely hot team at the right time. So while I do believe, of course, the Dodgers are the better team, I wouldn't be shocked if the Padres somehow went on a run and were able to make things a little, put a little bit of a fire under the Dodgers' ass, if you will, for this division and make it not so simple and easy to win as we all thought it was going to be. But I mean, offensively, the Padres are, they are looking amazing. Jerickson Profar, he's having a phenomenal year. Jackson Merrill, their rookie, he's looking like he's on track to be the rookie of the year in the National League. And now Manny Machado, he's been getting going, and that's a dude you really don't want to get going. Then, of course, you've got Dylan Cease, who's having a phenomenal year at the pitching position. They still have some guys who are on the injured list at the starting pitching position, so they could potentially start getting better as the playoffs get closer because they're going to be getting some guys back from the injured list. And they're looking pretty solid right now. And like I said, I don't think they're better than the Dodgers just yet, but the Dodgers better be on notice because this team has been kicking their ass so far, and actually over the past couple of seasons. I mean, the Padres actually knocked the Dodgers out of the playoffs, what, 2 years ago when they were riding high? So the Padres have just always been known to be a team that really gets at the Dodgers, and you might want to watch out that for them right now because it's August, and the Padres are looking like one of the best teams in the league right now. Then at number seven on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Minnesota Twins, overall record of 62-48. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the New York Mets, but they swept the Chicago White Sox, who just continue to lose. I believe they're on, what, a 21-game losing streak right now, so that shit keeps going. But the Minnesota Twins, on the other hand, they are on the upside of things right now. You know, they are one of the most streaky teams in the league. But they are in the American League, and if they're a team that just can keep on winning, they definitely have the potential to at least be one of the wild card teams. But Royce Lewis, he is now officially back from the injured list. We'll see how long he's in there. But when he's in offensively, this team looks really solid, and he's a dude who he comes up to the plate. It almost feels like it's almost always going out of the park, or he's making some type of big play if he's not injured. So right now the Twins are on, and they are on the upside of things, at least so far. Then at number eight on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Milwaukee Brewers, overall record of 62-49. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games, And they are slumping right now. This is another team that's very, very streaky. This past week, they lost to the Atlanta Braves. Then they lost to the Washington Nationals. And it just has not been a pretty week for them. They really haven't been able to get it going offensively. And then their starting pitching has just been getting blown up as well. So just not a very good time for the Brewers. But they are still tops in their division. And, you know, since they're so streaky, I expect them to probably get on a hot streak here any moment. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Overall record of 60-52. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Washington Nationals and even scored 17 runs against them in one of the games. And then they also took the series over the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Diamondbacks are another team where you look at them and they are starting to get it going. They already have a talented roster of guys. It's just they really haven't been able to put it together, at least in the first half of the season. But this last month, the Diamondbacks are really starting to get going, and they are another team that I feel like the Dodgers need to start looking out for because, you know, you got Ketel Marte, who is having another fantastic year, batting 300 with 27 home runs and 77 RBI, and he's just become probably their biggest source of offense. He also has the stolen bases as well. And then the starting pitching is really starting to get going for the Diamondbacks as well. So you've got to look out for the Diamondbacks just because they are they were the National League representative in the World Series. And they were right there. They were just right there from being World Series champs. So you look at this team and they actually have the potential to really get hot as the playoffs roll around. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week of the Kansas City Royals, overall record of 63-50. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the Chicago White Sox and also took the series over the Detroit Tigers. And this is another team. They've been very streaky. They've actually been, to me, probably the most surprising team because I really had no expectations for them at all. But they are really putting it together. Of course, Bobby Witt Jr. having a career year. He leads the league in batting average with a .344 batting average, 20 home runs, 79 RBI. The guy, and he leads the team in all of those categories. And the guy just is having one of the greatest seasons that we've seen in ever. So he's been fantastic for them. But then you also have Vinny Pasquantino. He's been a guy who's come up in the league last couple of seasons. He's had some high expectations, but this season really started off slow, but he's starting to show some promise. He's batting a .266 right now with 15 home runs and 79 RBI, and he's really been on fire about the last 2-3 weeks. But Kansas City overall getting it done with their starting pitching, getting it done with the bullpen, getting it done defensively, and then, of course, you've got the stars like Witt and Pasquantino really starting to show out. And I really like what I'm seeing from the Kansas City Royals. Who knows if they're going to be able to maintain this, but they really are a deep team and a really fun team to watch. And then a little bit of other baseball news that happened over the weekend, actually on Friday night. You know, I was actually excited on Friday's show to discuss my San Francisco Giants because they've been so terrible this year. But Logan Webb, he pitched a complete game shutout last week. Well, on Friday night, Blake Snell, thankfully, we did not trade him away. I was happy we kept him. I don't like to do the whole fire sale thing, especially since we just signed Snell in the offseason, so I'd like to keep him. And he proved that there's a reason why we needed to keep him. And he actually pitched his first no-hitter of his career in a 3-0 win over the Cincinnati Reds. He had 11 strikeouts with 114 pitches. This is the first time not only that he threw a no-hitter, but this is the first time in Blake Snell's, I believe, 11-year career. He's been in the league for a minute, and he's been a fantastic player. I mean, this is a Cy Young Award-winning pitcher, and this is the first time he's pitched past the 7th inning in a game. So for him to not only go with a no-hitter, but to go all 9 innings, that was fantastic, and one of the few bright spots on a terrible season for my San Francisco Giants. And now we actually have some fun news as well. Today was the release of the college football preseason coaches poll because, yes, we have college football only a couple weeks away, which is just fucking fantastic. Especially I'm excited because I'm a Texas Longhorns fan, and this is the first time in many years where I actually have expectations for my team. Because over the years, the Longhorns really just haven't been shit since, well over like 15 years at this point. It seems like it's been a long ass time since the Longhorns have been a legit team. Last year, they gave us some hope. And now this year, I have national championship expectations. I'm excited that we're headed to the SEC because now the competition level has been amped up as well. So that helps. So I'm excited and ready for some Texas Longhorns football. That is for damn sure. But the preseason coaches poll was released today. So let's see who the coaches believe are the top 10 teams in college football, at least at this early point in the year. But I mean, none of these are really surprises. Beginning with number one, Georgia. I mean, they have the best talent in the league that are in college football. That's 100% for sure. I mean, they have talent out the ass. So obviously, number one being Georgia, no surprise there. Number two is Ohio State, also no surprise there. This has been a team that's dominated for many years, and they also have a lot of depth with a lot of new recruits coming up. Then at number three, Oregon, no surprise there. They've been one of the best teams in college football over the past couple of years. Then at number four, my Texas Longhorns. So like I said, not only do I have expectations, but apparently the rest of college football has expectations for them too. So hopefully I'm going to be watching a good-ass year for my Texas Longhorns. But you never know. This is preseason, y'all. Then at number five, Alabama. This is going to be the first year with no Nick Saban as the coach. Who knows how that's going to go. But, I mean, they have... Saban spent many, many years recruiting and building this roster. So they definitely have the talent. It's just, what kind of a team are they going to be without Nick Saban? But still, they should have expectations on them because they are still Alabama. Then at number six, Ole Miss, another good team. Then at number seven, Notre Dame, no surprises with them as well. Number eight is Michigan. I think a lot of that is, I mean, yes, they are the defending national champions, but of course, Harbaugh has moved on back to the NFL, so they have a new coaching regime. But also, a lot of these national championship guys, they were seniors or juniors and just got drafted into the NFL. So a lot of this Michigan team is going to have a lot of turnover. I still expect them to be a pretty solid team, but I feel like this is a team that there's a lot of questions more than answers. Then at number nine is Penn State, and rounding out the preseason college football coaches poll is Florida State. So, yeah, we have some college football coming up in a couple of weeks, and it was very exciting to actually see a poll and actually start discussing that because, like I said, I am really excited for college football this year because my Longhorns, they should be pretty decent, but like I said, you never know what the fuck's going to happen. It's only preseason. Ain't nobody played a game yet. But I'm looking forward to it. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the week of sports. And I will talk to you fools on Friday.